Stem cell research and human cloning were two of the biggest stories in science this year. They were also two of the most controversial. In August, President Bush announced he would support federal funding for research on a very limited group of existing stem cell lines. NPR's Joe Palca says the research may reveal how these cells can be used to repair the human body.
We have all kinds of different cell types in our bodies. We got skin cells, we got heart cells, we got nerve cells, bone cells. Once upon a time, there were none of these special cell types. There was just a couple cells that were making up the embryo that ultimately became us. Some fraction of those cells have this special ability to somehow turn into cells that have extremely special properties, like they can make insulin or something like that. So from a scientific point of view, it's just a fascinating question. From a medical point of view, the excitement comes from the fact that there are a lot of human diseases that are caused by a defect in a specific cell type. Heart diseases, nervous diseases, diabetes. So what if you could have an unlimited supply of cells that you could replace the damaged cells with? That's what some people see as the promise of embryonic stem cells.
The debate over embryonic stem cell research somehow got wrapped up into the issue of human cloning. How did that happen?
Well, it's a complicated question, but basically, embryonic stem cells, as their name implies, are derived from embryos. The ones that have successfully been derived were from embryos that were created in fertility clinics that couples were going to discard. The president said, okay, I don't really think that discarding embryos under any circumstances is a good idea, but the embryos that have already been discarded and people have already made stem cells from, okay, we can study those with federal money. But the issue goes back to the question of what embryo do you derive the embryonic stem cell from? And some people have said that instead of using an embryo that's created with egg and sperm the normal way, what if we used an embryo that was created with an adult cell nucleus put into a human egg, and then that thing becomes an embryo? And that has special properties that it's like it's a genetic match to you, so you don't have to worry that there'll be a rejection because they're your cells.
How close are scientists to realizing the potential of the research?
Well, I think from a scientific standpoint, they're realizing the potential already because people are now beginning to look at these embryonic stem cells, figure out what they do and how they work. But that's very, very basic laboratory stuff. To get to a point where you can take these cells and use them in some clinical way, get them to go into the body and go to the right space and start turning into the cells you want, or even if you've already turned them into the cells you want, to still get them to the right space, to integrate with the cells that are already there, to be the right number and stop dividing when you want them to stop dividing, that is way complicated.
When might one see a full-grown human clone?
Well, there are groups that are talking about human cloning. There's a group in Italy, and there's a group here in this country. I think that human cloning, to get something to turn into an actual human being, is still a wildly difficult problem. There are a lot of people who think it shouldn't even be tried at this point. But who knows? You know, if someone tries it, maybe they'll get lucky and it'll come work right off the bat. And then we'll have a lot of difficult issues to discuss as a society.
NPR's Joe Palca.